Vermont Republicans think they found a crack in the Democrats' political armor, and they're trying to turn a proposed tax on carbon emissions into an electoral liability for the Democrats in 2016. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
The online video produced by the Vermont GOP is less than a week old, but it already has more than 15,000 views.
Last year, Democrats lobbied for an 89-cent per gallon tax on gasoline and home heating fuels. This so-called carbon tax hurts Vermonters.
Expect to hear plenty more about the carbon tax from Republicans between now and November. The online ad is just the first in a series on the carbon tax, and this line of attack will become a centerpiece of Republicans' bid to pick up House and Senate seats in 2016. Democrats say the accusations are wholly unfounded.
You know, I certainly hope that Vermonters are looking past the scare tactics of 88-cent gas tax and that boogie monster that is being portrayed out there.
That's House Majority Leader Sarah Copeland-Hanzis, who says the attack misses the mark on two fronts. First, Copeland-Hanzis says that the GOP is mischaracterizing the nature of the legislation that was introduced by Democrats during the last biennium. The bill would have slowly ratcheted up to that 89-cent per gallon surcharge over 10 years, and it would have reallocated the revenue back to Vermonters in the form of tax rebates or investments in renewable energy or energy efficiency. More importantly, Copeland-Hanzis says, the bill isn't going anywhere anyway, so Vermonters opposed to the concept have nothing to worry about.
I don't see it getting traction in Vermont right now.
Christina Amestoy, the communications director for the Vermont Democratic Party, seconds the notion that state house leaders have no plans to pursue a carbon pollution tax.
And it sounds like the Vermont GOP is just running a campaign against an interest group rather than our actual Democratic candidates.
Jeff Bartley is executive director of the Vermont Republican Party. He says voters shouldn't believe for a second that Democrats don't plan to pursue the carbon tax.
The Democrats out there are saying, no, we're not in favor of it, but their buddy VPIRG are out there going door to door trying to get people to sign up in support of this carbon tax.
Bartley is referring there to the Vermont Public Interest Research Group, an advocacy organization looking to build statewide support for a tax on carbon pollution. The organization says it's the most effective policy available to curb demand for greenhouse gas-emitting fossil fuels, and they say it would help the economy by spurring consumption of locally produced renewable energy. It's a perspective shared by at least some Democratic lawmakers. Montpelier Representative Mary Hooper says she can't speak for all Democrats, but Hooper says she fully intends to pursue some kind of carbon pollution tax over the next 2 years.
The issue of climate change is the most profound issue of our time, and I personally believe that we have a moral imperative to act.
Whether supporters of the carbon tax policy will succeed is another question altogether. Jamaica Representative Oliver Olson is an independent now. He used to be a Republican. But he says the idea that Democrats would use their majority status to ram through a carbon tax in the next biennium isn't based in reality.
I think Democrats in leadership positions understand that as a practical matter. It's not a feasible policy at the state level.
Adopting a carbon pollution tax at the regional level, however, might prove more appealing to Democratic leadership. Copeland-Hanzis says that if neighboring states are willing to come on board, then perhaps Vermont would try to move forward with the plan. Copeland-Hanzis says she doesn't think that'll happen anytime soon. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.